It's those chance encounters with someone you're interested in that fail to turn into something more. It's 99.7 DJX.
How else do you reconnect? Because they could be your soulmate. You do a little typey-typey, you send it off to the universe, we find it, and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, man for woman, I was the tire tech who got serenaded by you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. To the group of carolers who drifted past my tire shop the other day. I'm the guy in the grease-stained jacket awkwardly clutching a lug nut like it was a stress ball. Listen, if I looked intense, it's just my face when I'm trying to process feelings I haven't felt since 2019.
Oh, wow.
Listen, my dating life has been quieter than an idling Prius. So my heart basically rebooted on the spot.
Oh.
Now, there were three of you in the group who short-circuited me in different ways.
Wait a second. There's not just one object of his affection. We've got some choices.
Number one, the dark-haired good girl. You had eyes that could convince a man to rotate his own tires more often. Your voice floated through the air like you'd trained with actual woodland creatures.
Woodland creatures?
Probably the solid one of the group. The dependable one. My type. My kryptonite. My... maybe girlfriend?
Wow.
Too much? Yeah, probably too much.
That's a lot of assumptions from one look.
Number two, the sassy blonde. Mm. You were dressed like the cold had personally offended you, and you refused to acknowledge it. Bold choice. I respect that. Were you 50? 60 years
old? Wow.
Immortal? Couldn't tell, but I'm deeply open to wisdom of an older sass-infused queen.
Sass-infused.
You had that sparkle of someone who knows exactly where she left her reading glasses and exactly what she wants from life, and that is hot.
I love the reading glasses. That's great.
Number three, the red-haired goddess. Mm. You. Yes, you.
Yeah.
The one whose voice made me forget how lug nuts even work.
Ooh, nice.
The one whose hair looked like it was spun from volcanic secrets and good storytelling.
What?
You had a glint in your eyes that whispered, I've lived, I've loved, and I might own a tarot deck. Honestly, you were wildly out of my league. But shooters shoot, am I right?
Yeah, shooters gonna shoot. For sure. Did he write this with ChatGPT? This is amazing.
If any of you happen to read this, especially you, the mysterious red-haired enchantress, yes, know this. I'm a loyal man with a cat who judges me gently and a job where I can swap out a tire faster than most people can microwave a burrito.
That's talent.
Listen, I haven't dated in half a decade.
We could tell.
But I've still got charm in the tank.
Charm in the tank.
And at least one clean flannel. My shop's open and my heart is on standby.
Wow. All right. Dang. Let's hope that one of the three.
He's shooting his shot for all three.
Preferably redhead goes first.
But he's like, you know what? Any of them.
If that doesn't work out, I can work my way down to the sassy blonde.
Right.
The dependable dark-haired good girl.
Oh, shoot. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections. To the Hall Hero. To the tall hero who reached higher than my hopes, woman for man.
Oh, okay.
To the man in earbuds who descended from the heavens, or at least aisle 7.
Mm.
To rescue a tiny human in distress. Hi, it's me.
Oh.
The fun size shopper in the puffer coat that made me look like a cute throw pillow.
Okay.
I was standing there staring up at that bottle of extra virgin olive oil, EVOO, I like to call it.
Mm.
Like it was a forbidden treasure guarded by gravity itself.
Oh, no.
Being barely 5 feet tall means the top shelf is more of a concept than a reachable destination. Then you swept in, silent as a grocery store ninja.
Oh.
Plucked the bottle like it weighed nothing and handed it to me with the precision of someone who definitely alphabetizes their spices.
Okay.
I muttered, thank you. You smiled. And you said, no problem. Happy holidays.
Mm.
Those words hit me right in the soul. Felt like I was in a Hallmark movie.
Sure.
You were tall enough to communicate with ceiling fans.
Yes.
Tall enough to make me consider the logistics of step stools and relationships.
Okay.
Also strong. Mm. Very strong.
Mm.
Gym regular kind of strong.
Oh.
That kind of strong says I can lift heavy things like bottles of olive oil.
Like bottles of olive oil.
And also maybe your mood.
Okay.
You looked single.
Uh-huh.
in that mysterious my earbuds aren't hiding a wife kind of way.
Oh, sure, right.
While I was still buffering from the encounter, you vanished.
Oh, no.
No aisle sightings.
No.
No random reappearance near the cereal.
No.
Just gone.
No.
Was I visited by a grocery store guardian angel?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you simply outrun me because I have the stride length of a toddler? It's hard to say.
The stride length of a toddler.
If you somehow see this, I'd love to make you pasta with the olive oil you valiantly retrieved. It's extra virgin. I am not.
Wow!
Oh! The sass of that last little line. Wow.
There was intention.
Winky face.
There was intention. All right. So whether you're the tire tech, just shoot your shot.
He's got options.
Yeah, just shoot your shot.
Yes.
Or you're looking for that tall hero.
The grocery store ninja.
Yep. It could be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection. She knows where to find him, though.